One of the many topics under the spotlight during this presidential election year is the lack of good nutrition, due in part at least to the lack of good food options available to families, especially in the poorer areas of the country. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Last year, I talked about a preschool nutrition program called Rainbow in My Tummy. It was created by the Mountain Area Child and Family Center in Buncombe County. Last week, I spoke to Kelly Brandon, Director of Resource Development for MACFC, and Bronwyn McCormick, Director of the Rainbow in My Tummy program, to find out what's been happening since we first talked. Kelly Brandon started the update.
It's actually going very well. We are very excited that Bronwyn McCormick has joined our team. She has been with us about a month as the director of the Rainbow in My Tummy program and has brought a tremendous amount of experience and expertise in nutrition, in culinary, in kitchen management, in just a wide background and lots of connections related to the culinary world as well, and is doing a lot right now to make sure that we position Rainbow in My Tummy to be able to have a expansion, to be able to expand into counties around the region. So right now we're just kind of setting up all the infrastructure to make sure that we can have a successful expansion.
Before we go any further with the Rainbow program, Kelly, could you explain what the Mountain Area Child and Development Center is and what it does?
The Mountain Area Child and Family Center provides high quality child care and education to children from all socioeconomic, all ability levels, all backgrounds, cultures. We serve children ages 0 to 5 and their families. We have two child care centers. One is located on Warren Wilson College's campus in East Asheville. The other is in Candler, in a church, in the Montmorency United Methodist Church in Candler.
I'll ask Bronwyn this question. Again, for those who don't know, describe the Rainbow in My Tummy program.
Well, certainly we encourage a wide variety of fresh fruits and vegetables that follow the spectrum of the rainbow. So we want children to consume or enjoy all the colors of the rainbow over the course of a week. And that ensures a number of things. One, a nice variety in terms of nutrients and exposure to foods that they might not otherwise see. So part of the goal of Rainbow in My Tummy is to create these healthy habits that children will carry forth. Exposure to different foods, different textures, and hopefully encourage these children and their teachers and parents to make healthy choices moving forward.
How do children react to these new foods and the program?
They love it. As with any new food, sometimes you have to offer it more than once, but it is totally delightful to see these children eating edamame and white bean and spinach stew and enjoying it. A lot of folks are skeptical that the kids won't eat the food. And from our experience, that's absolutely not true. They enjoy it, they love it, and they gobble it up.
And Kelly Brandon.
One of the ways we want to expand Rainbow in My Tummy in the future is to have a stronger presence of Rainbow in My Tummy in the homes of the young children that we're serving through Rainbow in My Tummy by taking the recipes that we have now that are currently sized for commercial production, 25 child servings at a time. We want to rework some of our recipes and put them into a cookbook then that the parents can use at home and can help extend the healthy eating into the household. And then the parents can say, oh, well, I am trying edamame too for the first time.
And it's got to be rewarding when the kids go home and say, see, Mommy, this is what I ate at school today, and it was good.
We do have parents that ask for recipes.
Ultimately, what would you like to see happen with the Rainbow in My Tummy program? Again, Bronwyn McCormick.
I think our primary goal is to get healthy food in front of as many children as possible. And through that, you positively impact their lives throughout. Certainly good health and wellness is key to a healthy, happy life. And that also spreads to the parents and the teachers, the caregivers. So as many people as we can impact from that standpoint is the initial goal. Another piece of it is certainly for children that are lower income who may not have access to healthy food outside or access to food, period. There may be some food insecurity, is to make sure that while they're in a child care program, they are getting the biggest bang for their buck in terms of nutrition. And that certainly leads to a healthier start.
Hopefully, then when they go on to kindergarten and elementary school, they'll have equally as good quality of food and can continue to grow without the fear of not being able to eat good, nutritious food.
Right, and we've impacted their food preferences. So now they're choosing healthier food rather than the food that may not be as good for them when they go into the school lunch line.
And I think many of the schools are trying, as best they can in the current climate, to do that, offering as many good choices as possible for students.
One thing we have noticed, actually, in the conversations about school lunch and about really just food consumption in general, is that there seems to be a missing piece of the conversation, that many people are talking about, oh, we need to increase fruits and vegetables. We need to make sure that everybody gets their 5 fruits and vegetables a day. And there's no real conversation about quality. The first time people start talking about quality of the food children are eating, they jump straight to, let's have a farm-to-school program, or let's have a farm-to-preschool program, and let's have it be local and sustainable and organic, which is wonderful, and we would love to support that and promote that as part of our work with Rainbow on My Tummy. But there's a huge jump from opening up a can of green beans or a can of peaches to serving food that is local and sustainable. There's that missing piece of, let's just see what we can do to change the quality of the fruits and vegetables that children are eating to fruits and vegetables that are fresh, or at the very least are fresh frozen. They're not canned. They're not sitting in a tremendous amount of sodium. The fruit's not sitting in sugar or heavy syrup, and just start to change the quality. So that's one place we really see that Rainbow in My Tummy can have a significant impact on the conversation around food and food quality, or food and food consumption, is in the area of quality.
How can people find out more about Rainbow in My Tummy or the Mountain Area Child and Family Center?
We would love to talk with anyone who is interested in learning more about Rainbow in My Tummy or about the Mountain Area Child and Family Center. We have a website, macfac.org, which is spelled macfc.org, or they can call us. And our phone number is 828-298-0808.
Thank you, Kelly Brandon and Bronwyn McCormick of the Mountain Area Child and Family Center's Rainbow in My Tummy program. Congratulations on the success of the program, and I hope it continues to grow and grow just like those happy, healthy youngins you're sending out to the big world of kindergarten. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.